For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Jeff Blackburn, chief counsel to the West Texas Innocence Project.
Jeff, tell us about that project. What's going on out that way?
We've been doing cases, civil rights cases, criminal defense cases all over this region from Amarillo to Lubbock down to Midland, Odessa, and even into El Paso for a long time. And in the course of doing that, what you begin to find out is that West Texas, the great big empty that most of you guys downstate and in other parts of the world might have some vaguely romantic notion of, is far from romantic. It's just a grim, ugly, rural, predominantly white part of the world where people have very ugly and rural attitudes. And the consequence of that is that you wind up with cases like Tulia, you wind up with a drug war run amok, you wind up with a lot of false convictions and a crying need to do something about it. So fortunately this year, we've been able to put together a project with the Texas Tech Law School where I'm supervising a small group of extremely committed and energetic law students, and we're reviewing convictions that have occurred all throughout West Texas, all kinds of different cases, but especially drug cases and sexual assault cases.
Jeff, the mindset seems to run amok amongst the district attorneys in Texas. The gentleman in Tulia, prime example, the ignorance displayed by Chuck Rosenthal here in Harris County, and the gentleman out that way who was basically a big drug user. Tell us about Mr. Roach.
I have a long history with Rick Roach. Now, as the listeners may know, Roach has since been exposed as a drug user himself, and apparently quite a creative one who was stealing a lot of stuff out of the locker and getting himself injected with methamphetamine on a regular basis. He defeated a former criminal defense lawyer who had been a very good DA, a DA in the sense that he had rejected police cases that were brought to him that had what he viewed were illegal searches, played the role that a DA is supposed to play, which is essentially say no to the police department. For doing that, and that man's name was John Mann, a very good lawyer from West Texas, Roach defeated him on a lying platform based on exhortations of drug war hysteria, basically. So on the basis of a sort of fundamentalist Christian, family values, drug war, very, very politicized campaign, he rode himself into office.
This district attorney in charge of five counties, when he was caught by the federal authorities, had methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana, and 30-something guns in his possession. Jeff Blackburn will be our guest this week on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.